I agree with you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I hope everything went well.
I was wondering how much money was set aside for the No Child Left Behind Act.
As far as I know, no school district sets aside a specific amount of money for No Child Left Behind. We have a superintendent here. And each state tries to meet No Child Left Behind goals and objectives. I will say this. Veronica Garcia, who is the state superintendent, state secretary of education, said something astonishing to me to the LFC when we were in Angel Fire back in August. She came in and said, you know what, I know that those of us in public education, and she didn't say this, but she meant it, those who are very strong union advocates and conventional views of public education, like, say, the Albuquerque Federation of Teachers has, or the the National Education Association has. We have to admit that Nickleby, which is what they call it, No Child Left Behind, has had a positive effect. What did it do? She said, I have to admit it. What did we do before? Everybody in public education said, well, they had this mantra, everything is pretty much okay. If we get more money, it'll be better. That's all they thought. They thought all the way, they thought the gamut from A to B. And not outside that box. That said that as flawed as No Child Left Behind is, it focused us on a new concept. And that is, can the child do something? Can the child, at the end of the day, pass a test that proves that he or she can do math or can read? And he said, now, having said that, a lot of people believe, and I don't disagree with them, that No Child Left Behind needs to be reworked and you need to get some common sense in there. You shouldn't be flunked because one kid in special education or so many kids didn't show up on a certain day in a certain category and you don't make AYP. That's wrong. But I can't believe that we've got 89 school districts and school boards associations and superintendents associations and I don't know how many schools of education in the state that can't come up with a workable means of reforming No Child Left Behind. So there's no amount of money that's being specifically spent on No Child Left Behind. But even the most ardent proponents of unionized public education see that it has had some merit. And so I thought that was an unbelievable admission on her part. And during that thing, I also note, but you've got to have common sense in some of the school districts. I looked at some statistics they were providing us, and there are these achievement tests that you're supposed to take when you're high school senior in math and reading to show whether or not you achieved proficiency. You're proficient. And I looked at a school, Robertson, and 17% of the kids achieved proficiency in math and 31% in reading. But 85% of those same kids graduated. And then I look back at La Cueva on the same list, a high school in Albuquerque, and over 80%, 87% achieved proficiency in reading, and 77% achieved proficiency in math, and 73% graduated. Now think about that. The principal at La Cueva High has a higher standard. It says you ought to achieve something. You ought to be reading and doing math, then you graduate. The principal at Robertson says you ought to graduate, and oh, by the way, if you happen to know how to do math or read, well, great, that's a bonus. It's common sense, and you can't just take people's, hold them upside down, saw something on top of their head and pour common sense into it like Bran on the Wizard of Oz guy. So that's my answer. We've got to have
So schools aren't meeting AYP, and the percentages are down. Do you think that it would be more plausible to not enact the No Child Left Behind Act in those schools, and in the other schools, like you said, like the Cueva, that where it's doing something, and they see that it's doing something. So like you have a school that's like 500 kids. It's mainly ESL, and the kids aren't. Meeting AYP. The teachers, I can't remember, but they're not meeting their quota. So do you think that there would be a better idea to say shift it where the percentages are different. You know, do you see what I'm saying?
As many people as have looked at No Child Left Behind, I just can't believe that we can't achieve some sort of modifications and reform of No Child Left Behind after how many years now? 7 years of looking at this and looking at data to say this is where we ought to change the criteria to reflect a fairer assessment or a more accurate assessment of achievement. I don't think we ought to scrap, whether you call it No Child Left Behind or whatever, I don't think we should scrap something that says we're going to test and see what kids know rather than just sending them out there and you thank you for your 4 years of high school.
Right, but in schools where salaries are lower and whatnot, the teachers aren't making that much anyway, then it would probably be like smarter to not sanction money to send people out to test the kids that are just going to
fail. I'm sorry,
anyway.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The other thing Veronica Garcia mentioned that several legislators almost fainted. She said we should consider going to classrooms and maybe to schools, but maybe breaking it down to classrooms, and where a classroom teacher has achieved something that the previous teacher of the same kids did not, or the previous grade level did not, or does not in the same setting with the same kinds of kids, we should think about rewarding that teacher with salary that's different. You know, AFT and NEA says everybody receives exactly the same pay, regardless. You cannot be judged on achievement. That's ridiculous. You have to get exactly the same pay, whether you're a good teacher or a bad teacher. And many of us say that doesn't make sense to us. And Veronica Garcia, on I think it was August 16th, in Angel Fire, New Mexico, said we should look at rewarding perhaps schools who achieve AYP. I think there were several principals fired at Hobbs this past year, and maybe other places throughout the state for not achieving. But we ought to look at schools that achieve it. We ought to look at classrooms that teach team teachers. We ought to look at teachers and reward them. I just think it makes sense. That's what you do. Those of you who live in the private sector, I'll bet you if there's people in who have sales forces or who have laborers or whatever, people who achieve more probably get paid more. I mean, I know it's revolutionary, but you have Veronica Garcia say that.
Thank you.
Before you leave, let me share something with you. And if it works, you don't use it.